Le gouvernement de l'Alberta annonçait le 3 octobre dernier un investissement de 2,1 millions pour supporter des programmes en demande au Collège Portage de la Clabiche. Entre autres, près de 100 places seront ouvertes dans le programme paramédical. Selon la ministre de l'Éducation supérieure de l'Alberta, Rajan Sani, l'investissement aura un impact capital sur la communauté.
It will have a very positive impact on the community because whenever you invest in a post-secondary institution, it means that you improve the student experience. It means that there are more community partners who are excited about connecting with the college. And ultimately, you know, the whole purpose of these investments is to make sure that we have graduates who are going to fill the gaps in the labor market. So investment from the government of Alberta is going to have a tremendous impact on the community.
La ministre Sani dit avoir été satisfaite du Collège Portage lors d'une récente visite. Elle se dit impressionnée par le musée d'art autochtone et par l'équipe de direction de l'école. Malgré qu'elle pense que Portage se porte bien, elle avoue que l'aide gouvernementale était nécessaire.
And I was very pleased with the Board of Governors, with the executive leadership team. And I think the reality is that they do need some more investment in particular programs, and they needed some capital investment as well to help modernize some of their classrooms and other aspects of their infrastructure. So, you know, they're doing a great job. Their metrics are great, but we are also happy to provide some additional funding and to restart some programs.
Alors que ce ne sera pas suffisant pour régler la crise du système de santé, la ministre explique que l'investissement dans les programmes paramédicaux et infirmiers sont un premier pas important pour combler des postes.
Well, this investment is important because we do need more paramedics and we do need more nurses. And it's just one prong of a multi-pronged strategy because to address this crisis of a labor shortage is going to require more graduates. It's going to require credentialing, people who have foreign credentials, speeding up their credentialing so they can actually enter the labor market. We have some immigration pathways.
Elle explique que la stratégie devra être de mettre le programme en valeur et de s'assurer de pouvoir accueillir un maximum d'étudiants intéressés. Elle espère attirer de jeunes élèves autant que des travailleurs souhaitant un changement de carrière.
And, you know, all of these things together are going to help address this problem. It is a serious problem. And I think as the Advanced Education Minister, what's in my purview is to make sure that we have enough seats and that we are communicating to families and communities that these are great programs and this might be something that young people are interested in. It might be something that even people who want a change of career. So it's one way to tackle the crisis. It's not enough. It's going to require a cross-ministerial approach.
La ministre assure qu'il n'y a pas de manque d'intérêt pour les programmes paramédicaux et infirmiers. Elle explique que le manque de place est réellement un problème plus grand.
The demand, like these nursing seats, you have to have a really high GPA to get into them. So there's a lot of people who are highly motivated without any kind of incentive to try to get into these programs. And our challenge is we have to make sure that we're providing enough seats and enough opportunities. So I think the problem of not having enough people interested in nursing professions is not an issue here in Alberta. There are a lot of people who want to get into these programs.
Outre les programmes de santé, le gouvernement provincial investira près de 320 000 $ dans les programmes de plomberie et d'apprentis soudeurs. La ministre Sani assure une demande grandissante et un besoin dans la communauté.
Well, I know that the pre-employment plumber program was something that the leadership team had brought up to the government of Alberta. And so we are investing over $250,000 into this program because, quite frankly, there's a demand. We don't have enough plumbers. And in rural communities especially, they're always struggling to find, you know, journeymen and tradespeople.
La ministre Sani encourage tout le monde à explorer les programmes post-secondaires offerts par Portage. Selon elle, il est important de mettre en valeur ces programmes en demande, menant à des carrières très bien rémunérées.
I think the one thing that I've been mentioning to everybody that I speak to is about the huge demand in the apprenticeships and skilled trades. And the world is changing very quickly. We have a huge labor shortage in these areas, and these are great, well-paying jobs. And I think it's really important for families and children and communities to really talk about all of these opportunities and the kind of doors that they could open.
En terminant, la ministre assure que le gouvernement albertain est toujours prêt à aider les écoles postsecondaires selon leurs besoins. Demandez et vous recevrez est pratiquement ce qu'elle promeut, une devise du moins mise en application dans le cas de Portage.
The government of Alberta is responsive to these needs for the most part, where it makes sense and where it's corroborated by labor market data. And I think Portage has been doing a fairly good job in making sure that that connection and those open lines of communication are always there. So we are familiar with the pulse of what's happening with most post-secondary institutions, and this is how it works, right? It's constant communication, especially around budget time.
Camille Dany, Boreal FM pour l'initiative de journalisme local.